ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, हरे कृष्णा। So we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 31, Disappearance of Lord Shri Krishna, Text Number 1313. Tathapi ashesha sthiti sambhava payeshu. Ananya hetur yad ashesha shakti dhrik. तथापि अशेष, हाउ डू यू सिंग दिस, संभवयापपेषु, अनन्य हेतुर्यद् अशेष शक्तिदृक्, नैच्छत् प्रणेतुं वपुरत्र शेषितम्, मर्त्येन किं स्वस्थगतिं प्रदर्शयन्, तथापि शेष स्थिति संभवाप्येषु, अनन्य हेतुर् यदशेष शक्तिदृक्, नैच्छत् प्रणेतुं वपुर्यत्र शेषितम्, मर्त्येन किं स्वस्थगतिं प्रदर्शयन्, तथापि अशेष स्थिति संभवाप्येषु, अनन्य हेतुर् यदशेष शक्तिदृक्, नैच्छत् प्रणेतुं वपुरत्र शेषितम्, मर्त्येन किं स्वस्थगतिं प्रदर्शयन्, तथापि नेवरदलेस अशेष ऑफ ऑल क्रिएटेड बीइंग्स स्थिति इन द मेंटेनेंस संभव क्रिएशन अप्ययेषु एंड एनाहिलिएशन अनन्य हेतु द एक्सक्लूसिव कॉज यत बिकॉज अशेष अनलिमिटेड शक्ति पोटेंसीज दृक् possessing, na echat, he did not desire, pranetum, to keep, vapuhu, his transcendental body, atra, here, sheshitam, remaining, martyena, with this mortal world, kim, what use, swastha, of those who are fixed in him, Gatim, the destination. Pradarshayan, showing. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srilayasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, although Lord Krishna, being the possessor of infinite powers, is the only cause of the creation, maintenance and destruction of innumerable living beings, He simply did not desire to keep His body in this world any longer. Thus He revealed the destination of those fixed in the self and demonstrated that this material world is of no intrinsic value. Purport. Although Lord Krishna descended to this world to save the fallen souls, He did not want to encourage people in the future to loiter here unnecessarily. In other words, as soon as possible, one should perfect one's Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. If Lord Krishna had remained longer on the earth, He would have unnecessarily increased the prestige of the material world. As stated by Sri Uddhav Ji in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.11, Ada Yantara Dhat Yastu Swabimbam Lokalochanam. Lord Sri Krishna, who manifested His eternal form before the vision of all on the earth, performed His disappearance by removing His form from the sight of those who were unable to see Him due to not executing the required penance. Uddhav Ji also stated in Bhagavatam 3.2.10, Devasya maya aspriṣṭa ye chānya dasāśrita brāhmyate dhirna tad vākyar ātmani uptātmano harau. Under no circumstances can the words of persons bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord deviate the intelligence of those who are completely surrendered souls. One who follows the Vaishnava authorities in his attempt to understand Lord Krishna's transcendental disappearance easily appreciates that the Lord is the omnipotent personality of Godhead and that His spiritual body is identical with His eternal spiritual potency. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for being present here this morning for Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we seek your blessings before starting. So in the 11th, in the 12th canto, the beautiful verse comes, Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam. How Srimad Bhagavatam discussion is like a constant festival. Mahotsavam, Manaman Mahotsavam is like a festival for the mind. Every day we relish. And we have been seeing that how each pastime we are taking and going into the details, and everyone is commenting on that whole pastime. Like we are discussing now disappearance of Yadu and Shri, Yadu dynasty and Lord Shri Krishna, and now each devotee is sharing so many realizations and analyzing the reasons behind why this Leela has happened. So Lord Chaitanya says to Mukunda Dutt, the physician,
stop chewing Bhagavad Gita again and again. He says, stop chewing Bhagavad Gita again and again. Interesting example to begin the class with. How can he say, stop chewing Bhagavad Gita? Now, we never say, stop chewing. Read Bhagavad Gita again and again. So, this is a beautiful conversation which comes in Chaitanya Mangal, where Lord Chaitanya is relishing the ecstasy of chanting in Hare Krishna Kirtan, in the Kirtan of the holy names. And at one point, Lord Chaitanya becomes very ecstatic and he keeps repeating one thing again and again. This world of birth and death is nothing but Maya. Please do not take it seriously. And he repeats the same statement in many, many forms. This world is Maya, do not take it seriously. And I would really appreciate this purport so much because I like these words. No need to loiter here unnecessarily. He did not want to give unnecessary prestige to the material world by staying here and increasing the value of the material world. If he would have stayed longer, he would have unnecessarily increased the prestige of the world. Then Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purport, there I was reading, it is written, there is no intrinsic value to this world. So with this kind of statement, this is the theme of this purport today. They do not loiter here unnecessarily. So Lord Chaitanya is telling Mukund Datta, this world has no value. No, this is Maya. And he starts dancing. And then suddenly he tells his devotees, come with me, let's go. And he takes a mango seed. And he sows the seed in the ground. And then the mango seed, immediately in front of the eyes, the whole tree comes. And on the tree, beautiful leaves are there. And the flowers are there. And all these flowers turn into fruits. And then Lord Chaitanya tells one of his devotees, go, get me that fruit you should get for me. So that devotee runs, you know, okay, Lord Chaitanya has given me this special service to get that fruit. He runs, brings the fruit and very lovingly offers to Lord Chaitanya. And as soon as the fruit goes in the hand of Lord Chaitanya, the whole tree disappears. And Lord Chaitanya says, just like this tree disappeared, this world is also very temporary. Do not take this seriously. Only thing, we are left with the fruits of our own karma. That's all. Give a small clap for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya says, what is left is fruit. This is all Maya. This is, therefore, please do not take it seriously. He says, this is Maya. This is birth and death. And unfortunately, people become so possessive and deeply plunge themselves in the ocean of proprietorship in this world, which is nothing but illusory. I have no idea why they want to loiter around here. So this will be our theme line for today. Then Lord Chaitanya says, the only way to cut through the bondage of the fruits is devotional service to Lord Krishna, which cuts all the piety and all the non-piety, which cuts all auspicious and all non-auspicious. When you offer everything to Krishna, you just can't stay even a moment without Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the Puranas are repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating the same thing. Krishna and Krishna's holy name is the most valuable treasure in this world of birth and death. Then in all the devotees, he found Mukund Datta, the physician, and he took him aside. And he said, today I will tell you the knowledge of Brahman. So we have chosen around 3 or 4 pastimes, Mukunda with Sachimata, with Vishnupriya, when exactly the same theme is repeated. That how this world is not a place to stay, do not loiter around, this is illusion, just leave this and rush your way back to God. Make it a fast journey. So now we are discussing Lord Chaitanya's pastime with Mukunda Dutt, where he says, today I will tell you about Brahman. And he says, Ramante yogi no nante satyananda chidatmani iti rama padenasau param brahma vidiyate. Very, very merciful. He said, Mukunda. Now see, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is really like focused. On one side, he has said by showing that mango, this world is illusion. Now he is going one step ahead. Mukunda, why are you worshipping Narayan? Narayan is not the ultimate. The ultimate truth is Krishna. Now he's like, I mean, forget about demigods, forget about Brahma, Shiva, Guna, Avatars, forget about Purusha. I mean, he's telling no Narayan also. Only Krishna is the truth. And he says, Krishna is the source, he is the best treasure, he is the most auspicious. And now that Krishna is standing right in front of you, give up all worship of Narayan and just worship me. And plunge your heart in thinking of Krishna. Now Mukunda is completely bewildered. Abhi to wo mango illusion tha, abhi Narayan also out. Okay, Lord, whatever you say, I will do. He says, okay, let me take bath in Ganga and then I'll come back and prepare for whatever worship you tell me. Anyway, umbrella of your lotus feet is my only shelter. Dust of Vaishnavas is the only hope I have. These two beautiful things he says, I am not worried about this path or that path. I am not worried about this ritual or that ritual, this sadhana or that sadhana. I am worried whatever comes under the umbrella of your lotus feet and whatever comes in the dust of Vaishnavas, that is my truth of life. Rest everything is illusion. So I am ready to do whatever you say. And then he became very humble. He said, I am a blind, drunken man. A person is blind, then drunken, which means intoxicated, which means my biggest problem in life, I cannot differentiate what is good, what is bad. So please give me the gift of service unto your lotus feet. You are Supreme Master, you are the Supreme Independent, you are the Supreme Transcendental. If you desire, you can give that gift. Otherwise, no living entity can have access to that gift of service and prema of Lord's lotus feet. Lord's response. Lord was so happy with the humility of Mukunda. Lord immediately kept his lotus feet on the head of Mukundadat. Mukunda was in ecstasy, and then Lord spoke exactly the statement with which I started. He said, stop chewing Bhagavad Gita again and again. Now we have to understand this statement from the right perspective. Otherwise, devotees will say, anyway, kuch samajhta toh hai nahi Gita, mein band karke rakh denge. Good, stop chewing Gita. But Lord is telling, stop doing all the intellectual gymnastics with the philosophy. He says, till the time you do not develop sufficient faith in the holy name and desire to chant and chant and chant and desire to worship Krishna, who has a beautiful glistening form like sapphire, who is surrounded by the gopas and the gopis and the cows, till you develop intense eagerness to worship that Lord, to worship the lotus feet of that Lord, to chant his holy name, your study of any of the scriptures is worthless. Mukunda was overcome with emotions. He said, oh Lord, how can I mean, whether I study, chant, but with my efforts, I just cannot access. He makes three beautiful statements. He says, first of all, make my heart like a bumblebee, which is filled with the love for honey pollen, which is coming from the lotus flower of your feet. He says, my only aspiration is make my heart filled, like a bumblebee, filled with the love for honey pollen of the lotus flower of your feet. Second statement, he says, just splash. Splash me with the ocean of your mercy and drown me into that ocean. I love this word. Splash me with the ocean of your mercy. And he says, whatever ignorance I, third statement, he says, whatever ignorance I display, do not hate me. Because I am very fallen and unimportant. Please do not hate me. So here, this whole understanding is there that actually the whole access to the higher rasas only by the Lord's mercy. The Lord is again and again repeating to Mukunda, this world is an illusion. Just cut through this maya. And Mukunda is telling, I cannot cut through this maya. I was reading one book, Unspoken Obstacles on the Path of Devotional Service. And in that we were discussing, few of us, So one example, few examples were given. Then how bhakti is independent, only if Lord bestows it. You can just fight for it. You can just claim your access into the higher realms. And beautiful small stories are given. There's one story given how these two people, absolutely drunk, fully drunk, and they have these two bamboo poles or bamboos in their hand, and they are tied to a piece of cloth on the top. And they are in the courtyard of a temple, and they are absolutely drunk and intoxicated, and they are roaming around with those two bamboos with the sticks with some cloth tied. And very soon they die. And immediately they are taken to Lord's abode. Lord says, you get the benefit of tying a flag on my temple. Then there's another story which says, a hunter shoots an arrow on a bird. And the bird, when the hunter shoots an arrow, the bird is kind of half dead lying there. Dog finds the flesh. Dog puts bird into the mouth. And dog goes running. And while running, in the running process, he circumambulates the temple. And I'm not sure what happened to the dog, but the bird, while dying, got the liberation to Vaikuntha. Then there's another story which is mentioned. This is in our ISKCON. He said there's one devotee. His job was every day, wherever devotees are distributing books, to go there, take the book, pretend to be a new person, take the book, completely tear the book, like this, tease the devotees, trouble the devotees, throw it away. Next time, meet the devotees, pretend to be new person, take the book, tear the book, and he did several times. And in the process of doing that, this description says, maybe he got some sukruti of touching the books, and he landed up a full-time devotee within ISKCON. And later on became one of the sannyasis. The stories are indicated extraordinary mercy of the Lord. And of course, these are incidental occurrences, but they show the power in the limbs of bhakti. And how, if Lord bestows the mercy, one can immediately cut through the illusions. Mukunda is telling, I cannot, you can cut through. Now, this is one incident. By the mango example and the Mukunda example, and stop chewing Bhagavad Gita again and again. We take to another example of Shachi Mata when Lord Chaitanya was planning to take sannyas. And that's really interesting episode. The whole conversation in Chaitanya Mangala is given in detail. When Shachi Mata came to know that Lord Chaitanya is going to take sannyas, devastating. Think of a mother who has lost all the daughters, and the son has taken sannyas, and the husband is gone, and now only one son is there, and he's thinking of taking sannyas. It was like sky falling on the head of Mother Shachi. She became like a wild woman. She was going everywhere in four directions, asking all in Navadvip, is this a rumor or is this a reality? Is this a rumor or is this a reality? And finally she got confused. This is not a rumor. She got convinced about it. She had no option but go to Vishwambar, Lord Vishwambar, and with great distress, she starts preaching to Lord Vishwambar why he should not take sannyas. And then Lord Vishwambar preaches to mother why he should take sannyas by talking about the temporary nature of material world not worth loitering around. Very, very interesting episode. Mother says, I have heard from the mouths of people, and since the time I have heard, my head is breaking. I am all alone. Have you not seen what my life has been? My husband is gone. My son is gone. I don't have any other shelter. And the only shelter I have is I gaze on your face. And people call me, you are so fortunate. You are so fortunate. You have a great son. If you will go away, people will laugh at me. They will turn their face from me. All my fortune will be burned to ashes. So this is the first anxiety mother has when the son is taking sannyas. What will people say? Lord Chaitanya's mother also this anxiety. What will people say? And she keeps repeating every statement. After every statement she says, when people will say, what face I will show? They will laugh at me, such an unfortunate lady. Then she says, and if you go, I will die. Seeing me dying, Vishnupriya will die. seeing us dying, Murari will die, Mukunda will die, Srivas Thakur will die, Advaita Acharya will die, Haridas Thakur will die, Gadadhar Pandit, Narhari Sarkar, Raghunandan, Vasudev Ghosh, Vakreshwar, all will die. No, 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 beta, this is not a good idea. Do not take sannyas. And anyway, if you have to take, let me die first, because after I die, I will not care what happened after me. Then you do whatever you want. Then she says, I got married you twice, and you have not given me even one grandchild, and you are thinking of sannyas, how bad it is. So this is Sachi Mata telling Lord Chaitanya, no grandchild and you are thinking of sannyas, how bad it is. Is this your duty towards the mother? And when you take sannyas here, whenever you are hungry, you cry in front of me. When you, who is going to feed you? You'll be hungry. You'll be thirsty. Who is going to feed you? Prasad. Here, every time you are hungry, you come and sit in my lap. Last time I did not give you something, you start showing such tantrums, you know, throwing this, throwing that, I want this. The whole house was broken into pieces just because you did not get your desire. Who will fulfill your desire? Then she went on a philosophical side. She said, you know, when the person is young, lust is very high. She's telling Lord Chaitanya, Lord Vishwambar, say lust is very high. And greed is also very high. And anger is also very high. And illusion is very high. Please fulfill your desires. Then think of taking sannyas. And anyway, do you not know this is Kali Yuga? So anyway, lust, anger, greed, everything is very high. So if you take, in Grahastha, Sachi Mata says, in Grahastha Ashram, sometimes you get desires to enjoy, sinful desires, it's okay. But after getting sannyas, even once you get a desire, sinful desire, oh, the whole sannyas dharma is spoiled. And then she starts describing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. You are so handsome. You appear charming to all the women. How will your sannyas survive? Sachi Mata telling Lord Chaitanya. Your graceful hair falls on your shoulders and everybody looks at that. And then your appearance cools the burning suffering of the whole world. If you go away, you will deliver the whole world. Who will shower mercy on us? Charity everywhere, no charity at home. Sachi Mata says charity begins at home. Stay here, stay with us. You are so beautiful that even Brahma could not maintain his peace after creating your form. It was so beautiful. Sachi Mata says, no change in the face of Vishwambar. He's like fixed on his goal. Then Sachi Mata feels maybe he's... I think he's attached too much to the friends. I will talk about the friends. Have you thought about your friends? How will they chant holy name? How will they do kirtan? They will all die. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands. Now mother, very difficult to preach to. I mean, most difficult to preach to, you know, to your own mother. Lord Chaitanya, he gathers the courage. He scans through all the shastras, does a search in the... What do you say? Our folio search. Which pastime should I search? Now he has to search for a pastime where son and a mother relationship. Now he has to celebrate Mother's Day out there. So which pastime? And Lord Chaitanya is opening the mouth and all the demigods are ready. Wow. Nectar is just getting ready to come out of moon-like face of Lord Gaura. So everybody is just watching. Okay, now the nectar is ready to flow. And after scanning through all the shastras, Lord Chaitanya points out, Dhruva and Mother Suniti. Let's preach my mother using that pastime. And he starts, Mother, by the way, what piety the hunter had. You know the famous word which we read in Padyavali. What Vidya Gajendra had. What beauty Kubja had. What wealth Sudama had. What birth, noble birth Vidura had. And what chivalry Ugrasen have. But the only wealth which they all earned in their life to get the lotus feet of Shri Krishna is devotional service. Mother, get ready. I will tell you one beautiful story. Please hear this story with rapt attention. How Dhruva and the reciprocation with Mother Suniti. Let us focus on Dhruva's story. And now Lord Chaitanya basically has to establish to the mother that how this world is an illusion. It's of no value. One should not loiter around here, and mothers should not stop their sons for practicing bhakti very, very intensely with full tapasya, and they should absolutely understand this is the goal of life. I hope our mothers are hearing the class. But here, he chooses the story and he speaks also in a very, very dramatic way to make this point that this world is illusion, all relationships are illusion. And one should, mothers should not tell the sons, loiter around. He says, now you have an expectation. I got you married twice. Now you should have grandchildren. Where will you eat? Where will you make the house? Just stop it and listen to me. And he starts. He said, you know, what was the condition of Suniti? Suniti was the wife of Uttanapad. And Uttanapad had two wives, Suruchi and Suniti. And he specifically focuses on specific areas of the story. He says, you know what life Suniti was living? Suniti was living the life of a maid servant. Although she was the prime queen of the Uttanapad. And she was not valued at all. And Suruchi had seven sons. And Suniti had only one son. And Uttama, the eldest son, was getting so much affection for the father, but Suniti's son was not getting any affection. Mother, please understand, what was the condition of Suniti and Suniti's son, Dhruva? And one day, Dhruva wanted to get attention of Uttanapad. Dhruva was loitering around in the material world, trying to get affection, some place, some prestige, some fame, some position, some acceptance, some connection. So many needs Dhruva had. And Dhruva was trying to fulfill it. But Suruchi insulted like anything. And you know, mother, what Suruchi said? Suruchi said to Dhruva, Dhruva, because you and your mother have not worshipped Krishna birth after birth, therefore you are not qualified with sufficient piety to get this place on the throne of your father. Mother, please hear this. Why Dhruva and Suniti did not get the right place? Because they did not sufficiently worship Krishna in this world. Mother said, oh really? Then what happened? Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gaura, Vishwambar said to Mother Shachi. He said, you know, Dhruva went to Suniti. And Dhruva told all the words of Suruchi to Suniti. And Suniti was living unhusked rice and unsalted vegetables were thrown in front of her as if she is the most insignificant servant. Mother, that was her condition. If you feel you are pitiable, your situation is so bad, look at Suniti's situation. This was Suniti's situation. And when Dhruva went to Suniti to tell that Suruchi has said, Suniti said, yes, that's right. If you want to get akama, sarvakama, moksha kama, udharadi, tivrena, bhakti, yogena, jajitapu, you have no desire, you have all the desire. Anyway, to perfect your life, worship Krishna birth after birth after birth, that's the only goal. Suniti also agreed, and Suniti said, your mother Suruchi is right. Sachi Mata asked, really? What happened then? It's a very animated story going on in the house of Sachi Mata and Lord Gaura. And one mother and one son are discussing about another mother and another son. And Lord Gaura, Lord Vishwambar said, and then you know what Suniti, to everyone's surprise, Suniti said, go son, go and establish that you are the real son of Uttanapad by attaining the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Come on, Janma Sarthakari, go, success, make your life a success, go to the forest. Sachi Mata, really? Suniti sent his son to forest? Lord Gaura Mahaprabhu is trying to convince her. Yes. See the mother. You should also become a good mother. Send. So that's the way he's. And you know, he sent to the forest. Sachi Mata, what about the food of Dhruva? Lord Vishwambar says, food? Suniti said, my dear Dhruva, just go with one pointed determination. Do not worry. Do not have any fear, any illusion, any attachment, any lamentation. Give up lamentation. Give up fear. Just go with one pointed attention. And then, you know, mother, what happened? He was going on the way. Another test came in his life. Narad Muni came. And you know, mother, what Narad Muni said? Narad Muni said, you are a small kid. Mother, exactly the way you are saying, na, it's my age to have grandchildren, to enjoy a married life. I am young, etc. Narad Muni said the same thing. You are a small child. Do all this business in old age. Suniti, sorry. Sachi Mata said, yehi to main bol rahi hu. That's what Narad Muni said. I am also saying, young age, not time for bhakti. Lord Vishwambar said, arre pehle suno to sahi puri baat. When Narad Muni said, young age, not time for bhakti, you know what Dhruva replied? Dhruva said, Narad Muni, you are right, but what is the condition I will ever become old? What if I die before becoming old? And you know, mother, as soon as Dhruva said, Narad Muni gave a big clap. Wonderful, what an answer. Narad Muni said, great, you are a great son of Uttanapad. You deserve this. Then Narad Muni said, go straight to Madhuvan. Shachi Mata, please understand. Suniti said, Narad Muni said, do not worry. Dhruva went to Madhuvan. And Narad Muni gave the whole process. Now Shachi Mata's main anxiety was, khaya kya, piya kya, raha kidhar, koi kutiya hai, nahi hai, ghar hai, kya kiya wahan jaake. And Lord Chaitanya knows which all points I have to highlight. Kaun kaun sa point mere ko Sachi Mata ko highlight karke batana hai. Aur baad mein success bhi milega. Because when you hear a success story, oh, by doing this success came, oh, mother is going to get convinced. Then Dhruva Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya says, he says, you know, he reached there, but Mata, on the way, journey was not easy. It was very thorny path for the son of a king. I am not even the son of a king. I am the son of a poor brahmana. He was son of a king, and it was a very, very thorny path. And for long distances, fruits were not available. But whenever he would see some sweet, ripe fruit, he would just pluck and honor one. And then, you know, mother, sometimes for long hours, water was not available. But whenever he would feel thirsty, some lake would come and he would take some sweet water. And this way he somehow lived life and he reached. Nothing happened. He didn't die. He reached his destination. Why you are making such a big scene out of it? It's okay. Relax. And then, you know, he reached. He reached. And Narad Muni had told that within 7 days, you will start getting spiritual realizations. And when he reached Madhuvan, you know, mother, how Dhruva lived. Please listen, the most exciting childhood adventures of Dhruva. In 5 to 7 days, one badri fruit he would eat. This is the description of Chaitanya Mangal, you know. And once in a while, if he would get some water touched by tulsi leaves, he would honor that. Sometimes he would fast for 30 days at a stretch. And in between, he would come in ecstasies, raise arms with cupped palms and chant. No, he would chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That was his mantra. We were testing who will pass the exam. Not Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate. But we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. And then he says, and the difficulties, you know, mother, under Yamuna, he was doing austerity in winter season. In summer season, he was surrounded by fire. When he was in the trance of Samadhi, all demigods got worried, this fellow is going to take our position. Mother, please listen, all the demigods came to test. Now, if anybody sitting in this assembly has worry that his Jyotish astrology is giving a lot of problem, listen to this. If anybody's Shani, Rahu, Ketu, etc. giving problem, listen to this. All the demigods came there to cause the problem. But Dhruva was determined. So Mahaprabhu is telling to mother, you know what? Dhruva was standing doing tapasya under Yamuna. Oh, sorry, once in the forest, alone in the forest. And Indra came and shouted, run away, you will die. Indra came, run away, shouted this, and Indra ran away. And Dhruva stood there only. Then Brahma got worried. I think he's going to take away my post. Then Varuna got worried. I think he's going to take away my post. Then Indra said, I don't think he's interested in my post, but Vishnu ka koi bharosa nahi. Vishnu will give him my post. He said, he may not take my post, but Vishnu will give him my post because Vishnu will get so pleased with him. All the demigods started using tricks to shake the determination. Indra sent his elephant, Airavat, you go and start hitting the chest of Dhruva. And Airavat started hitting the chest of Dhruva. And Suryadev sent his tiger to start ripping up the flesh and eating the blood of Dhruva. Mother, do you know this all happened in that fast? I was thinking, which son will tell mother all these horrors? Mother will not send only. You know, strange horrors, you know, all this tiger and... But he's telling mother... Dhruva's mother knew all this was going to happen. And Dhruva also knew all the demigods are going to test. Indra, Varuna, Chandra, everyone was testing. Kubera was testing. And many of them were coming and creating invisible sounds. Snake is coming, Dhruva, run away. Tigers are coming, Dhruva, run away. Dhruva's eyes remained closed. He was not worried about snake, this, that. And Lord Chaitanya says, mother, if you are getting horrified, listen to this. Power of 10 million snakes cannot bite someone who has absorbed this consciousness in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Please stand, Hari Bol. And mother, if somebody has made his determination to meditate on threefold bending form, then nobody can break his determination. Let all the demigods, let all the positive, negative, middle, right, right, left, all energies come and attack you. One who has made this, he knows everything else is illusion. Because he has decided, I am not going to loiter around in this material world. No need to loiter around in this world. Please stand this. Exactly. This is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching. But Shachi Mata is telling, Fal mein hua kya? Says, you know what happened? Lord appeared. And when Lord appeared, the first realization Dhruva got. Mother, please listen to this. This is the first realization Dhruva got, that all that opulence which I was loitering about is so useless. I was trying to increase my prestige and prestige of the material world. But, oh Lord, I only want your lotus feet. Mother is telling, really? Kuch nahi mila usko. So mother is fixed up on that only. Really, he didn't get anything in the material world. Said, mother, no. But Lord was so merciful. Lord said, if I do not give you my name as Vancha, Kalpa Taru will be spoiled. That's the name mentioned there. Therefore, I have to give you. And the figures given there are, you go, rule for 40 years in the world. Then Vishwakarma will design a whole Dhruva Loka. And you know, mother, what happened? Mother said, what happened? And you know, mother, what happened? Lord gave him Dhruva Lok, and when Dhruva was going to Dhruva Lok, the mother went along with Dhruva. And then Lord Gaura realized, I made a mistake. This statement I should not have spoken. Because Shati Mata said, oh really? Then I will also go with you while you take sannyas. This is it. And Lord Chaitanya got so upset. He said, I explained so much to my mother and she doesn't understand. Really, Lord Chaitanya, sometimes in a story you are thinking, oh no, why did I? You have to calculate your statement. Which statements are suited for this audience? Some statements are not suited for this audience. So Lord Chaitanya made a statement which was not meant for Shachi Mata. Shachi Mata got emotionally agitated. I will go with you. I will take sannyas. I will put on the earrings. I will live like a yogini. And wherever you go, I will follow you. Sannyasi traveling with mother? What kind of sannyas is that? Lord Chaitanya is thinking. Now, when Lord Chaitanya is thinking like this, seeing mother agitated, Lord Chaitanya got so agitated, and in the agitated state, Lord Chaitanya tells Shachi Mata, do not get agitated. He himself is agitated, and he's telling Shachi Mata, do not get agitated. And that is the time. Of course, the story is given in detail. I am just going to the main points here. Then Lord Chaitanya, in Chaitanya Mangal, he starts talking about the words of Vairagya. Now, how can he preach to his mother the words of Vairagya, but he says, and he speaks a very deep philosophy. He says, mother, you know, greed, anger, pride for this world, this is all illusion. Everything is illusion. Who are you? Who is your son? Who is mother? Who is son? Who is wife? Who is husband? This is all illusion. Krishna's feet are the only auspicious goal. One should not even think once of loitering around in this world. Only father, only mother, only friend, only creator is Sri Krishna. Mother, we are shackled under pride, false ego, selfishness. And we must practice in this world to give all this so that as soon as possible we can go back home, back to Godhead. We are bound by the reactions of these acts, these sinful propensities. We get bewildered, forgetting Krishna, and we think this temporary world, everyone wants to make a permanent possessiveness and in this world, and we are suffering in the ocean. Very interesting statement he says. Mother, this material world, if you think I'm going to get married, then I'll give you grandchildren. You had suffering all the time in the life. In future, you will not have suffering because you have a great daughter-in-law like Vishnupriya. And then you will have beautiful, wonderful children, grandchildren. And you think suffering will not end. Then listen to this, mother. Please, mother, listen to this. Read Kapil Dev Devahuti Samvad. This material world is an ocean of suffering without any shore. Very interesting statement. Ocean of suffering without any shore. Jiska kinara hi nahi hai. So you are thinking grandchildren and this and that and then suffering is going to... No. Ocean of suffering which has no shore. So right now, what is that statement in 15.4 Bhagavad Gita? That take the sword of detachment and right now, because this banyan tree has no end. This ocean has no end. Right now through the detachment, take shelter right now. Then, he starts comparing love of Krishna with the love of this world. He said, if you love Krishna, mother please, the degree of love you have developed with your kinsmen, your family members, इतना प्रेम अगर आपने भगवान से किया होता, if so much love you have invested in Krishna, अभी सामने कृष्ण खड़े हैं, माँ बोल रही है मत जाओ, पर बोल रहे हैं नहीं, इतना प्रेम अगर आपने भगवान से किया होता, you would have got much more good fortune than the fortune you are talking about in this world by having me as your son. Come on, mother. You are saying, I am your son and you want to increase fortune through children, grandchildren, etc. But much more fortune if you put all your energies in loving Krishna. Krishna is the Mata, Pita and he gives all the gifts. But then he understands, mother ko thodi na samajhne wala hai. She's fully into the emotions of attachment to Lord Chaitanya. Now for a moment, Sachi Mata actually becomes enlightened. You know, when you hear a very powerful class on Vairagya, you go out, it's like, you know, suddenly you have the euphoria. Huh? Like other day, you know, one devotee came out of someone's class and he said, abhi to bhakti bahut acche se karna hai. Right? So Sachi Mata got very inspired that time. She said, okay, very good, you are right. And then again, she started gazing at the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya, gazing and gazing, and she got so, she said, but my dear son, and as soon as she said, my dear son, Mahaprabhu said, oh my God, itna preach kiya, there is no my son, your son, this son, that son, she's again stuck up in that. Then Mahaprabhu made a beautiful statement, which we all should contemplate on. Mahaprabhu said, mother, your emotions are valid. My philosophy is valid, your emotions are valid. Both have their own place. I cannot defeat you by my philosophy, which is all about this world is illusion. One should not make a home here, etc., etc. But your emotions are valid. Please forgive me. At the end, my conclusion is, I should beg forgiveness. You have given me so many samskaras. I have got purified by your samskaras only, so that I have been qualified to get Krishna bhakti. It is only by the mercy of my mother. But in every life, one gets mata and pita. But it's very, very rare that one gets a spiritual master and the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And if that opportunity of human life, when somebody has got lotus feet of Sri Krishna and got shelter of a spiritual master and got the service to the spiritual master, if one doesn't take that seriously, then that position is like, is simply like a bird and a beast. And then he said, you know, mother, when Narad Muni met Uttanapad, when Dhruva was doing tapasya, and when Suniti was crying and Suruchi was crying, you know what Narad Muni told them? Narad Muni said, Kulam pavitram janani kritartha vasundarasa vasatischa dhanya swargesthitastat pitaropi dhanya yasya suto vaishnava namaloke. A woman whose son is famous as a Vaishnav in this world is glorious and successful. Her family is purified, her home is purified, her country is glorious, her ancestors in Swargalok are glorious, fortunate, and they are dancing. A woman whose son is a Vaishnava is the mother of a glorious son. And this statement is a little heavy statement. This is just to encourage Shachi Mata. I mean, this statement makes sense there. A woman who has 100 sons that are not Vaishnavas is like the mother of piglets. So heavy statement there. He tells the mother. So, Shachi Mata got, but then she was still absorbed. And I'll end with a few more lines here. Same kind of conversation he had with Vishnupriya, because Shachi Mata was crying so much, Vishnupriya from the inner room was watching. And when Vishnupriya, when Lord Chaitanya finished the whole day's duty, went inside to meet Vishnupriya, and Vishnupriya was crying and crying and crying, Lord Chaitanya took hold of her hand, make her sit next to himself, give lot of love, please speak something. She did not. Lord Chaitanya lied down. Vishnupriya took the lotus feet of Lord in her arms, tightly pressed to the chest, and kept on crying and did the abhishek of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya with her tears. Now when the tears are going to touch the lotus feet, naturally is going to wake up. He woke up. Vishnupriya asked, I have heard, is this a rumor or a right thing? Are you going to take sannyas? Lord Chaitanya said, no, who said I'm not going to take sannyas? So Lord, this is a rumor, just take it easy, just relax. And Lord Chaitanya realized it's not going to be an easy thing, you know. Then Lord Chaitanya kind of diverted her attention to some loving talks, you know, husband-wife trying to pacify each other, having nice time there. And the whole night went talking. Somehow they fell asleep. In the morning, Lord Chaitanya woke up thinking that Vishnupriya would have forgotten the whole thing. Night she got pacified, suddenly the flames came in her heart. And you know what she said? You are my only master. If you are taking sannyas, because wife is a symbol of attachment, then you do not take sannyas. I will take poison. I will die. So I am out of your way. You can stay home with your mother and do a lot of kirtan and make happy your friends. Why you have to take sannyas? Then Lord Chaitanya again starts preaching to Vishnupriya about the temporary nature of this world. It's a very long discussion, around 5-6 pages are there. I'm just sharing one small point. And he says how this world is so temporary. He says, I agree, I have accepted you as my wife. I agree, I have responsibilities to you. But he says, your name is Vishnu Priya. So many Priya, Vishnu Priya. He says, your name is Vishnu Priya. Please make your name as Sarthak. Fulfill the purpose of your name. What is this you're talking? Husband, wife. Get out of this. Lord Chaitanya shouted, he said, get out of this. Stop this nonsense. All is temporary. Krishna's feet are our only family. Any other family business is temporary. All other families are illusions of Maya. No husband, no wife. Only spirit soul, only one husband, we are all wives. But now in the shackles of this world, we are thinking, oh, I am husband, I am wife, etc. Wife is trying to enjoy the husband, husband is trying to enjoy the wife. And by the way, what is this? A seed comes together, male and female seed comes together, birth, youth, old age. So many insults in old age. You become insignificant. Gradually you become blind and deaf, despondent. You weep and weep. My dear Vishnupriya, now human life has come. We have got the shelter of spiritual master. I am going, I am worshipping. You stay here, you worship. And I promise you, whenever you will call for me, I will come. Do not worry about that. But I am telling you straightforward that this world is illusion. Do not loiter around this world. Do not make this world a prestigious place. Do not give any intrinsic value to this world. Like I read one nice statement somewhere. He said, लड़ाई अपनों से हो, लड़ाई अगर अपनों से हो तो हार जाना चाहिए. हाँ, it says, if you want to success your spiritual life, please learn one skill in your life. Very interesting. If you want to make success in your spiritual life, make sure you learn one skill in your life. अगर लड़ाई अपनों से हो तो हार जाना चाहिए, और अगर लड़ाई अपने आप से हो तो किसी भी हालत में जीतना चाहिए. But the point is, people, when we start thinking this material world is a very prestigious place to make our position here, we just cannot accept defeat from apno se. It just becomes so difficult because this world is a prestigious place for us. And ladai apne aap se, which means when you are fighting with your mind, with your senses, with your own ideals, make sure your good ideals, your good side victorious. And this is only possible when you have decided. Like, you know, a hockey game, just to end with a small thing, you know, a hockey game, when the coach is teaching, it's a 70 minutes match. So I heard one statement made by a hockey coach to his students. This is the final World Cup match they are playing. And the final World Cup match they are playing, and they said, the hockey coach, he goes to his team and he says, ye 70 मिनट आपके जीवन के बहुत महत्वपूर्ण मिनट है. आप जीतो या हारो, जिंदगी भर आपको ये 70 मिनट याद रहेंगे. ये 70 मिनट आपसे कोई नहीं छीन सकता. लगा दो पूरी जान इन 70 मिनट में. आई वॉज थिंकिंग मिनट को उम्र में बदल दो. ये 70 साल. You see, human life कितना आजकल 70 साल, 5 साल में थोड़ी अक्कल आती है, you know, start कौमारा आचरित प्राग्यो, 70 साल, ये 70 साल मनुष्य जीवन के आपसे कोई नहीं छीन सकता. छीन सकता है, कर्मा बुरा है तो छोटी उम्र होगी, लेकिन एवरेज 70 साल. इस जगत में जीतो या हारो कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता. The coach says, ये 70 मिनट में हॉकी कैसा खेलोगे जिंदगी भर याद रहेगा. ये 70 मिनट में भक्ति कैसा प्रैक्टिस करोगे शाश्वत काल तक याद रखोगे. और इफ यू वांट टू इवन मेक इट सिंप्लीफाई, 70 साल इज टू मच. एक दिन में 120 मिनट मिलते हैं हमको जपा में. समबडी कैन से ये 120 मिनट. यू नो समटाइम्स द होल डे इज टेकन सो सीरियसली. यू नो व्हेन वी आर इन मीटिंग समटाइम, मैनेजरियली मीटिंग, डिस्कसिंग हाउ टू डू दिस, हाउ टू डू दैट, वी आर सो इंटेंस देयर. But japa time, that intensity is missing oftentimes. I mean, how many of you, I don't know if I'm the only one, how many of this experience raise hands? You know, replying to our emails, replying to our calls, so intense. But that many intensities japa is missing, and this person, ye 120 minute, laga do puri shakti. Be there. Do not loiter around in this world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samavet Bhaktavind ki jai. Hare Krishna.
चार पांच करते हैं। चार जो है इसमें हट गए, बाकी सब मौसम